Well, the Trump regime is starting to unravel. We now have the resignation of Joe Kent. He was the director of the National Counterterrorism Center, part of the DNI office working with Tulsi Gabbard. And he posted a letter, a resignation letter, that has been read by tens of millions of people now online. And it starts out, "President Trump, after much reflection, I have decided to resign from my position as director of the National Counterterrorism Center, effective today. I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby." Wow, right there, he could have just signed it, and that's really all he needed to say, except he goes on to remind everybody that he is a veteran who was deployed to combat 11 times, and he's a Gold Star husband because his wife, Shannon, was killed in what he calls a war manufactured by Israel. She was killed years ago. And he says, "I cannot support sending the next generation off to fight and die in a war that serves no benefit to the American people nor justifies the cost of American lives." So, I mean, there's more to the letter. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can find it online. So immediately, the Trump administration and whatever remaining MAGA influencers who are all being paid at this point have no morality at all. Immediately, they began attacking Joe Kent. And they spent the entire day just attacking Joe Kent and calling him everything under the sun. Because he's the one person who is taking a stand based on principles, you know, the principles of MAGA that Trump campaigned on, but then betrayed. One of those principles being, get us out of wars in the Middle East. Yeah, principles like that, you know, kind of important. So the Trump administration is now resorting to just outright lying every day, worse than Obama, worse than Joe Biden, just outright lies. And attacking anyone who is disloyal to Trump, even as Trump himself, is totally delusional, seemingly has lost his mind, and is completely disconnected from reality. And also is extremely arrogant, and is just living in an artificial reality where he thinks that he can do anything he wants, and there's no one who can stop him. And what's dangerous about this situation is that there are opportunities for Trump to negotiate with Iran and actually resolve this, but Trump won't take those opportunities because he wants a win for him and a loss for Iran. Remember the Trump negotiation technique that's been in his books and all throughout his life is that I win, you lose. The more you lose, the more I win. You know, that's the way he thinks. He can't have a win-win situation. He believes that the only way to win is to dominate the other party and to make them suffer. He does the same thing in real estate. He does it in politics. He does it in finance. And now he's doing it on the geopolitical stage. The problem is we are all suffering as a result. Food prices are going to go up for all of us. Fuel prices are already skyrocketing for all of us. And it's going to get a lot worse. Global supply chains are collapsing for all of us. So Trump's ego will not allow him to do the right thing here. He won't do it. He's just, his psychology will not allow him to do the right thing for America. He has to win, which means Iran has to lose. But Iran actually is in the position right now of holding all the cards and controlling the Strait of Hormuz. And if that's not opened, then Western civilization suffers essentially an energy collapse and an industrial collapse and a food and farming partial collapse, etc. Trump would rather see the world collapse than for his ego to be damaged. And Joe Kent decided he wants no part of this. That's pretty smart on Joe Kent's part, actually. Because Joe Kent, by resigning, he has avoided being criminally prosecuted by the next administration. Because, you know, Kent said, I'm out. I can't be part of this. Trump and his cabinet now, whoever's still there, they will be criminally investigated and probably charged, indicted, and prosecuted. And I'm not talking about just being impeached by the House starting next year as the Democrats take the majority. I'm talking about when the Democrats take the White House, that is, you know, if we still have elections and if America still exists, if the dollar hasn't totally collapsed and cratered by that time. If the Democrats get back into power, they will criminally indict everybody in the Trump administration who stayed with Trump on this. Pete Hegseth in particular, because he's a war criminal. And he openly admitted to being a war criminal multiple times. Just bragging about how we're just going to slaughter all the civilians and destroy the infrastructure and make it so they can never rebuild their country, just over and over again. Bragging about it. Not realizing he's confessing to war crimes again and again and again. And then you have Caroline Leavitt, who is justifying the war crimes. She's the Josephina Goebbels of the Trump administration. And then you have so many other people inside the Trump administration who are going to be criminally prosecuted, who are on the record conducting war crimes, including Trump himself. And by the way, you don't have absolute executive immunity from acts of treason and acts of war crimes, as history has shown, by the way. So that's important to keep in mind. Now, Tulsi Gabbard, she put out a statement seeming to support President Trump. What, has she lost her guts here? What's going on? If Tulsi Gabbard chooses to stay with Trump, her career is destroyed. She will have zero credibility. Right now, she could resign and she could follow Joe Kent and do something that has courage and morals and values, and she could be a top contender to run for office in 2028. But at the moment, it doesn't look like she's going to do that. She's going to go down with the Trump Titanic, I guess. She's going to commit political suicide or career suicide with this, both. And that's just sad to see. Because I saw Tulsi Gabbard speak at the Ron Paul birthday party. She was right there in front of me. And I loved what she said there because she opposed wars. Now that she's the DNI, what's going on? I honestly expect better from her. Maybe she'll change her mind here. We'll see. But right now what she's doing is not good. In my opinion, not good. But here's the truth about this situation. In my view, the Trump regime is now unraveling and it's headed for implosion. Trump has clearly lost his mind. His decisions are erratic. They are irrational. They make no financial sense. They make no military sense, no strategic sense, no economic sense, nothing. He is reactionary and egotistical and delusional at this point. Very sad to see that. So his presidency is imploding, and this is only the second year. I don't think he'll make it through 4 years, frankly. I really don't. I think he'll be removed from power. He'll be impeached. He'll be forced to resign. Something will happen. Because the things that he is doing right now are blatantly illegal under the War Powers Act. He needs an act of Congress to declare war on Iran. But they're also catastrophic. Catastrophic for the U.S. economy and for U.S. soldiers. And they're covering up the actual number of soldiers that have been killed. It's easily hundreds at this point. And they're covering up the fact that so many U.S. warplanes have been destroyed by Iran or Iranian militia groups, you know, shot down out of the sky or blown up on the tarmac. It's all being covered up. We're always told, no, no, it was friendly fire. Or the plane just spontaneously combusted in the air for no reason. You know, we're told that constantly. It's ridiculous. But where this is going to be so catastrophic. Trump is apparently going to try to land thousands of U.S. Marines on these islands in the middle of the Strait of Hormuz. It's maybe two or three different islands there that oversee the strait from the highest points and that have the best fire control, that is firing positions over the ships moving through the strait. that won't open the strait, even if U.S. soldiers manage to take those islands and completely control them, because Iran can continue to fire drones and missiles from its mainland. It doesn't need the islands. It can harass ships from 1,000 kilometers away. But I don't think taking those islands is going to be a walk in the park anyway. Trump's going to try it because, again, he's delusional. He thinks that the U.S. military is invincible. And what's actually going to happen is probably a couple of thousand dead U.S. Marines. Bodies blown up, shredded. And how much you want to bet? The White House will tell us that didn't happen. No, they're all doing fine. They will lie to us. They won't tell us the truth about the casualties, of course. Because everything coming out of the White House today is a lie. Every single thing. This is part of the implosion. It's part of the last sad, pathetic chapter of a collapsing empire. An empire run by a con artist with a fake counterfeit currency, fake news media that is nothing but a giant global bully that threatens and attacks and bombs and assassinates in order to get its way around the world and even attacks its allies. That's what the U.S. has become under Trump. Believe it or not, the U.S. had more credibility under Joe Biden. How shocking is that? The U.S. had more credibility under Joe Biden than it does under Trump. Because Trump has destroyed its credibility and any remaining legitimacy of the U.S. Navy, for one thing. The U.S. Navy. Where sailors sleep on the floors that sometimes are rolling in poop because the toilets don't work. And the sailors are basically prisoners. They're kept on the ship as prisoners of war, essentially. Kept long after their normal deployment, months after. And, you know, it's very likely that those sailors are the ones who set the USS Ford on fire, which apparently destroyed the bunks of 600 of the sailors, and that's why they have to sleep on the floors now. You realize how big that fire had to be if it destroyed 600 bunks? That fire almost consumed the ship. Can you imagine if the USS Ford went down in flames? $13 billion aircraft carrier where the toilets don't work and the laundry room catches on fire and the sailors don't want to be there and is limping back to Crete, I think, now. Yeah, completely useless piece of hardware in the modern era of drone warfare. But Trump doesn't know that yet. He's still living in the 1980s. And that's why he's demanding all the other countries in the world bail him out. Send your ships. You open up the Strait of Hormuz because we can't do it because the U.S. Navy is ineffective. I mean, it's an admission. Trump doesn't put it that way, but it's a blatant admission that the Navy has failed, that the U.S. has lost the war, that the U.S. cannot control the Strait of Hormuz. And again, if Trump lands these thousands of Marines, he's sending them to their deaths. And I wonder, will 2,000 dead Marines, will that be enough for the American people to decide that they will protest against this war? Or will it take 5,000 dead Marines, 10,000, 50,000? Vietnam 2.0. That's what is happening. And Trump's ego won't let him de-escalate, won't let him negotiate with Iran in anything resembling good faith. And that means that Trump is putting the entire world in danger because of his fragile, pathetic, childlike ego that he has to feed his ego with a victory that means everybody else has to lose. So that's where we are. It's not leadership. It's psychopathy. I mean, this is not normal, healthy leadership by any stretch of the imagination. This is a madman running a country into the ground because he wants a win on his scoreboard, in his mind. He's willing to destroy the country that he claims to represent in order to appease a foreign country Israel that is giving him orders. And by the way, a lot of people are suspecting that Joe Kent resigned because he may have known that there's a massive false flag coming to America to blame Iran and to get domestic support for a bigger war. And so Joe Kent didn't want to be the head of counterterrorism in the middle of a giant, you know, 9/11 false flag. That's just speculation, but it makes sense. That could be a reason. We'll see. And it's also clear, by the way, they're the last desperate MAGA-tard influencers are still pushing, oh, you have to trust Trump no matter what, no matter how crazy, no matter if he betrays everything he ran on, you have to trust Trump. They're just pathetic losers at this point. I mean, all of them, from Roseanne Barr to Dom Lucre to, what, Tim Pool and Steven Crowder, you know, all of them just pathetic losers who have no integrity. They have no intellectual honesty at all. It's clear that a lot of influencers are just being paid by the White House. That's, you know, there are really only two categories of people left in MAGA now. It's the people getting paid and the people who are retarded. That's it. I mean, everybody else with a brain is saying, what? Why should we support Trump when he betrayed us? When he went against the very things that he campaigned for? As Robert Barnes reported, Israel has conducted a coup against the United States and is now in control of the White House. Israel's running all of this, and of course they're paying off all the people who are still pushing, you know, MAGA-tard memes or, you know, narratives. It's actually pretty easy to tell who's getting paid, you know, who's on the propaganda payroll, because they're the ones whose accounts are allowed to proliferate. They're allowed to have huge followers on X or YouTube or wherever, Instagram, Facebook, you know. But truth tellers are just suppressed everywhere, just silenced by orders of the White House, of course. The same thing that Joe Biden did. Same thing. So nothing is really different at this point. Just more censorship by the White House. But it also means that the more censored someone is, the more you can trust them because they're actually telling the truth. Think about that. So the bottom line in my view on this is that we're going to see more resignations as Trump continues to spiral into, you know, fairy tale delusion land. And as more U.S. Marines die, and as there's more economic damage on a global scale, and as food prices skyrocket and fuel prices skyrocket, etc., we're going to see more people jumping ship because they don't want to go down with the Trump Titanic. And Trump's fall from power is going to be truly historic. This will be one of the most disturbing chapters of our constitutional republic. Historians will look back at this in amazement that someone like Trump could have risen to power and told so many lies on the campaign trail, and then utterly turned against the very people that elected him and sold out his own country, betrayed America in order to appease a foreign nation that had blackmail dirt on him. Like this is unprecedented in history as far as I know. Unprecedented. And sadly, there's a lot of damage that's already been done that cannot be reversed. But the sooner more people bail, and the sooner that there's a no confidence posture towards Trump, you know, the sooner more people stand up and say, no, we won't go along with your insane, delusional, end of the world apocalypse scenario, the better off we are, you know, if they do it more quickly. So the number one thing that we can all do right now is to stand up and tell the truth and push back against the paid propagandists who are still trying to push, you know, MAGA, which is already roadkill at this point. Push back against them. Demand that the president resign or be removed from power via the 25th Amendment or impeachment. And if that's not possible, then I suppose you have to pray that there are going to be elections again. And I mean, it's almost insane to try to put hope in anybody being elected that will be honest. So I don't think that's a solution. I don't think there's some hero out there that's going to be elected that's going to save us. You know, Trump was supposed to be that guy, and he betrayed America. So I don't think there's a political solution to this, actually. I think that the empire collapses. And from there, well, you know, there could be a thousand different outcomes, but I think the empire collapses. I think we're going to go through a very difficult time of financial collapse, of civil collapse, and it won't be the United States of America much longer, sadly. But perhaps something better will come out of the ashes of it. There'll be a new nation or a new series of nations, and then we can push hard for things like honest money and decentralized power and, you know, AI senators instead of the corrupt retards that we have now. I still believe open source AI would be a better senator than Ted Cruz or Lindsey Graham. You know, Lindsey Graham is the argument for why we need AI senators. But anyway, that's another topic. In the meantime, hold tight. It's going to get wild. This war is going to get worse. The supply chain collapse is going to accelerate. The lies are going to get more intense. The propaganda is going to be more psychologically twisted. Everything that you can think of that matters is going to get worse for probably many, many months to come, maybe throughout this year and next year as well. So mentally hunker down and get ready for insane levels of chaos at every level in society. And it's very sad because we wanted Trump to succeed at doing what he promised to do. We wanted him to put America first. We wanted him to make America great again. That's what MAGA promised. And instead, he threw America under the bus. Wow, he had every opportunity to make history. Instead, he made himself into a total fool, wrecked this constitutional republic, and put America on a path of total self-destruction. That's like having everything and then somehow turning it into total disaster, nothing. How do you do that? How do you do that? Well, I guess if your ego is so large that you can't get it out of the way, that's what happens. Oh, and I forgot to mention, of course, I don't trust Mark Levin either, but I think that's assumed. Nobody does. Just another screaming authoritarian lunatic. Be cautious. Be cautious about who you believe, who you listen to. I've seen so many people disqualify themselves recently, having zero judgment. So be cautious. And you know, the bottom line is when you're looking at anybody, if their only prominent trait is their loyalty to Donald J. Trump, then that person is a pathetic loser who should be rejected from your sphere of influence. You know, loyalty to a human being, almost cult-like obedience to a failed human, that's not a sign, that's not a good sign. It's a sign of failure. That's a failed judgment. You should be loyal to principles. You should worship principles and, you know, worship God, worship our creator, but here on planet Earth, focus on being loyal to principles. Principles that, you know, pro-humanity, protecting life, peace, compassion, honesty, values, right? Don't be loyal to people because, as we're seeing here, those people will let you down and they will be extremely manipulated or they will become dishonest or they will sell you out, whatever the case may be. That's what we're seeing now. And loyalty to Trump is a sign of stupidity, not character. That's just the way it is. So there you go. I will continue to bring you the truth as I see it, obviously, even though I'm one of the most censored voices in the world and continue to be so. Because, of course, you know, hey, there's no administration that wants you to hear the truth about anything, whether it's the Democrats or the Republicans. They're all rooted in lies, as you can clearly see. So truth tellers are not welcome in any party tent. That's why I'm just universally censored no matter what. But that's okay. I will continue to bring you the truth as I see it. I will continue to exercise the values that I demand others express. And I pray that we have a country remaining when all this is said and done, because I'm not sure how this ends. It doesn't look good at the moment. All right. Well, thank you for listening. You can catch my other podcasts and interviews at brightvideos.com. Brightvideos.com. And you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And there, I also have infographics that are becoming very popular. People love the infographics there. Thank you for all your compliments and feedback. And we'll have a lot more coming your way. So check it out. Thank you for listening. God bless America. Take care. Yes, the world is getting crazy. But here at the Health Ranger store, we're putting together a survival supply assortment for you. If you go to healthrangerstore.com/survival, you'll see what we put together for you, including iodine and Iosat. That's a specific brand name of potassium iodide that's FDA approved. Or we have the nascent iodine here, which is less expensive in terms of the iodine that you get. These are available in case things go nuclear. It's clear that you will not be able to find any of this for sale anywhere. All the inventories will be wiped out, like what happened after Fukushima in 2011. So if you want to get your hands on some iodine, this is a chance to get it right now. healthrangerstore.com/survival. In addition, we have many other survival items for you here, including some silver solutions, some spirulina available in bulk and at a discount, and then a large assortment of storable organic food that's laboratory tested, including our Ranger Bucket sets. Here's a 195-day supply. We've got the mini buckets, and we've also got number 10 cans available of freeze-dried fruits and vegetables and other things like miso soup powder. Here's some of the buckets. There's a big variety available. Here are some of the number 10 cans right here. Remember, a lot of people are missing fruit. They don't have enough vitamin C in their storable food. So, you know, getting bananas and pineapples and strawberries, especially, again, certified organic, freeze-dried. That is the highest quality with the highest nutrient preservation that you can get in any kind of a storable food format. All of this is available right now and so much more. Just go to healthrangerstore.com/survival. And because the freeze-dried foods last for so long, you know, even if you don't eat them this year or next year, just keep them on the shelf. They're going to last a very long time with good preservation, a long shelf life, and they will have value no matter what happens in the world. Now, of course, I'm praying for peace. I'm praying for de-escalation. I don't want to see World War III break out, and I certainly don't want it to go nuclear. But we're dealing with insane times and insane leaders and insane situations. Who knows what could happen tomorrow or next week? Disruptions could happen here in the United States. There could be, you know, domestic attacks that disrupt supply chains here in the U.S. So stock up early, stock up now, get your emergency food, emergency medicine, iodine, anything else that you think that you might need. Get it now. And by doing so, by shopping with us, you'll be supporting our platforms and our AI engines that we offer for free. That's funded in part by sales from our store. So shop with us at healthrangerstore.com/survival and help yourself get prepared, and also help us bring you more free tools and platforms that can keep you informed no matter what happens in the world. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for your support. God bless you all. Take care.